Simplification. Simplification is improving quality and cutting costs by removing complexity from a product or service. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Less complex products and services have shorter lead times, fewer quality issues, and higher profit margins. Simplification provides synergy with other design approaches such as standardization or customization, as well as with manufacturing approaches such as build-to-order. Types of simplification include concurrent engineering, design for manufacture and assembly, and design for service. Concurrent engineering, CE, one of the first steps along the path towards supply chain-oriented design, is sometimes called concurrent engineering, CE. Originating in the 1980s, CE has also been called simultaneous engineering or participative design. Whatever the name or particular tactics, concurrent engineering starts from the premise that the product design processes can be shortened and simplified when stakeholders other than just engineers contribute. Variations on that theme are known as early manufacturing involvement and early supplier involvement, ESI. Manufacturing and supplier representatives can be on a design team together, plus marketing and sales, service, and purchasing. Benefits. Benefits of concurrent engineering include the following. Emphasizes design collaboration. Shortens the design cycle when events are parallel rather than sequential. Can use collaborative design tools such as interactive design tools for virtual meetings. Trade-offs. Concurrent engineering has been replaced by more complete methodologies such as design for manufacture and assembly. Design for manufacture and assembly. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, design for manufacture and assembly, DFMA it is, a product development approach that involves the manufacturing function in the initial stages of product design to ensure ease of manufacturing and assembly. DFMA is essentially a further development of concurrent engineering. A related term in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary is design for manufacturability, which is the simplification of parts, products, and processes to improve quality and reduce manufacturing costs. DFMA acknowledges the benefits of including suppliers, manufacturing engineers, and warehouse managers responsible for assembly in the design process. When these other stakeholders review the design as it is being created, they can draw upon their experience and firsthand knowledge of existing manufacturing/assembly processes to catch unrealistic assumptions about production while design change is relatively easy. Correcting flawed design assumptions is much more costly and time-consuming after the design has been completed. The result is a high-quality product that remains affordable and is ready for market quickly. The goals of DFMA are as follows. To select materials for ease of production as well as product function. To design components so that they do not require extremely tight tolerances. To reduce the number of parts. To reduce the number of instances parts need to be handled. To use concurrent and parallel processing to reduce work and process time. To make assembly obvious and easy. To simplify the process steps for assembly. To design an easy product testing. For example, a U.S.-based pinball machine manufacturing company followed DFMA principles by creating a completed internal assembly harness that could be rotated 360 degrees, giving troubleshooters access to all of the internal wiring for fast repair when performing product testing. Such innovations help them stay competitive with lower-cost labor markets. Benefits. The benefits of DFMA include the following. Confusion. Complexity and variability are reduced, in turn reducing production delays, long setup times, and extensive training requirements. Standards and policies, such as requiring evaluation of existing equipment before resorting to a new production line, can enforce DFMA. DFMA makes use of standardization, such as common parts for product families or off-the-shelf parts, whenever possible. It assists lean philosophies, modular design, and mass customization. Software automates many features of DFMA. Trade-offs. The main trade-off of DFMA is that it could be at odds with customer demand and marketing desires if simplifications result in some demanded features being omitted. Usually these are features that fail to increase marginal profits. Design for service, design for maintainability. Design for service is the simplification of parts and processes to improve the after-sales service of a product. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. It is also called design for maintainability. Once a purchase has been made, customers' opinions of a product often hinge on their most recent experiences with it, so serviceability or maintainability strongly impact customer satisfaction and retention of lifetime customers. For products that require regular maintenance, this may involve changing cartridges, filters, or other replacement parts. Parts that need to be replaced frequently should be easily accessible and replaceable by someone with no training. Even when the parts are designed to be replaced by professionals or service teams, faster service reduces maintenance charges. Benefits: design for service lowers the total cost of ownership. For example, if a facility manager can replace all air filters in a building in a day rather than 2 days, it saves the organization a great deal of money over the life of the building. Design for service also extends to logistics, since a ready supply of replacement parts must be available. Replacement parts can be a significant source of profit. If the ordering experience is easy, it can be a source of customer satisfaction. Trade-offs. Design for service may compete with other design goals such as aesthetics or minimizing development costs.